We got some dudes sitting backstage, haven't we?
Let's do it.
I guess. All right, here we go. And here we are. Gentlemen.
Hi.
What's up?
Hello, hello.
How fitting is it that Phil is wearing a Pardon the Scar shirt?
Oh, dude. Oh, dude. Great. We didn't have to pay for any of it either. It's amazing.
I'm convinced that that is the only shirts that they own anymore.
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, I own two hats and a few shirts because you did that damn sale.
Well, if anybody else wants some, I still have a garage full of bins with shirts, hoodies, hats, everything.
Hit me up. It bees that way sometimes.
I know a guy.
Well, you can't see it, but right there, there's a small little pile. Over here is a bunch of other totes, and it's all Rocking the Sound shirts.
Nice. So,
those are going to be collectors.
I feel your pain. So tell us what's going on with Transient.
I'll go. So, a ton of stuff happened. Please don't laugh at me. I'm going to be serious about this, okay? I'm excited. I just got to see Caster is back together. That's exciting. Holy crap. I didn't know what happened to those dudes. I haven't seen them in forever. We got a ton of shows coming up. I don't have one of these other dudes does. They can rattle those off. We're doing two more videos. We're doing four more songs. Five more songs, actually. This for the all out. We did all right.
Sounding definitely like the internet.
That's got to be all Phil.
Yeah, Philly, your internet's there, buddy. You didn't get the high speed, ain't kicked in yet.
No, he came in too full of beans and he's at it.
Now he's frozen, looking up.
Would either
of you gentlemen like to take
it? So you want to pick it up or you want me to run with it?
Let's see. We've got two songs this year. We're going for four more. We've got two more videos coming out. We might or might not have a special guest on one of those songs as an alternative version. We've got a lot of shows coming up. We're doing what? There we go. Thank you. We've got two shows in Florida. I think that's with Closure and Almas.
Yep.
Yep. That's part of the Resurrection tour.
Yep. Yep. I mean, we're just crazy busy right now.
Let me help you out here. So
thank you.
Let's do this. March 28th, you're with the Almas and Closure at Legacy at Riverfront in Tallahassee. March 29th, you are with the Almas and Closure at Downtown Music Hall in Fort Walton Beach. And then on April 12th, you'll be taking part in NOLA Rocks, which that was just announced today. So congratulations on that too as well.
Thank you. Thank you. House of Blues. That's a bucket list thing right there.
Yep. Yeah.
We've also got a few smaller tour runs. I think we've got one in June with Widow 7. So we're excited for that one. Kind of getting out of our area, breaking into some new territory. I don't think we've played Tennessee yet. So we're excited for
that one. Chattanooga, Cookeville, Tennessee. And then later on in June, you'll be in Austin and Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. And we've just confirmed something for September. And then we're also trying to build a few shows around that as well. So it's going to be a busy year.
So let's talk about your most recent release, Worlds Apart. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Let's see. Filmed it in Dallas. That was an interesting little adventure. We were supposed to do two videos back to back, and our bus actually broke down. And thanks to Papa Phil over here, we were able to salvage the weekend, and we shot Worlds Apart, and the people that had the space that we rented were kind enough to just let us continue filming And so we were actually able to film our previous video Thrive there as well.
They felt sorry for us is what happened. They really pitied us because we were tails off trying two videos in 5 hours, which is damn near. But
I've never seen Phil cry so much. There's so much snot coming out of his face.
By the way, the part where the girl runs into the guy, that's me. That's right. I feel like I did a great job. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have that video.
Yes.
We would like to play that video if it's okay with you guys.
Well, the guy with that's me.
But before Kevin clicks play, if anybody out there watching on the live, if you got a question for the guys, throw it in the comment section and we'll rattle it off to them. So we can see what.
All right. Yes. If you got a question, put it in the comments. Here we go. It's Worlds Apart. It's Transient. It's their latest. It came out last week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? Week and a half. All right. Here it is. And you are watching the sound. Does that make you feel happy when she runs into your arms, Phil?
So I signed an NDA and I can't really comment on it, the whole thing. But as you know, I've been very successful with females throughout my life. So it really didn't affect.
Well, she may or may not be pregnant too. So who knows, you know?
signed an NDA.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys just recently played Hard Rock Live. Or no, Hard Rock Cafe in Biloxi with, I believe it was Envision that you guys were with. How was that show?
It was good. Envision's good friends of ours. Jay Eagle was running sound. So it was like we're at home. And that was kind of a bucket lister for me personally.
Yeah, I think it was a bucket list for most of us. It was really weird for me personally, like trying to do my thing on stage while people are like walking past with hot dogs and mashed potatoes and, you know, throwing their ranch cups up in the air and chicken tenders and stuff. It was a weird experience.
Yeah. Well,
it was definitely surreal.
Like, I really just wanted to walk out into the crowd and, like, you know, pull a fry off somebody's plate and just kind of go back at it and see
how it goes. You should have. They probably wouldn't have said a word to you.
Oh, of course not.
Well, the video was killer, gentlemen. Y'all have yet to disappoint on the videos or the songs. So I don't know. Is that on purpose? Are y'all doing that on purpose, putting out good stuff like that?
Trying.
Yeah, we figured we'd do what everyone else isn't doing.
Right, so that is the plan, to just keep putting out good stuff. Okay, I think that's a great plan, honestly.
Yeah, for those of you watching who aren't aware, we've had Transient on many a time. They are very good friends of ours here, so the sarcasm is indeed real.
I'll just make a statement is, if you don't know who Transient are, what rock are you living under? Like, these guys, everything they have put out has been absolute fire. Like, my favorite track is probably Goodbye, because it holds a special place in my heart, because that's how I found Transient. And I hear with, like, this newer stuff, like, because Lotus EP was, like, really heavy. And now I notice with this newer stuff, you go in with that more of a Goodbye vibe, so to speak. But I've got a question, and it's not to any of you that are here. Trey, why are you in the comments and not talking to us?
Right.
He's driving.
You can type, you can
he's
talk.
He's driving.
We should
be driving and messaging us.
He's driving. So it would just be like wind howling in the background while you watch him kind of just move his mouth.
Yeah, it's commitment, man. It's commitment. We appreciate you, Trey.
And then I guess the other question is, where's Jody?
Right.
Yeah, where is Jody?
Jody's an enigma.
I don't know.
We don't know. He's probably like practicing with Seven or something. I don't know.
Right. The most important thing is we've got Phil and he's full of beans. So let's go.
Right. Yeah. he's always gassed up.
He's in the comments too.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. Maybe him and Trey are together.
He doesn't want to mess with the screen symmetry, apparently.
Yeah, right. That's a good way of looking at it.
I can respect that. Okay. What's it like being out playing live, gentlemen? You mentioned the Hard Rock, the cafe, but what about some other shows? Anything memorable live that we need to know about? We haven't seen you guys live in a minute.
I got one. We had a Trey got really sick one time, and we played in Pensacola at the Handlebar, so we had a fill-in singer, a good friend of ours, Brandon, and he's just getting us through the show. It's really fun. It's going great. He takes his hat off in a moment of excitement, flings it as hard as he could just into the crowd. It goes straight into a guy's mouth, busts his lip wide open with the bill. I've never seen it before. Never.
Wow.
So maybe he needs a baseball career.
Yeah.
And I think Trey actually took a still from the GoPro footage of me just like playing my guitar, but just frozen in time. And he made it like his background on his phone or something for a while. It was shocking. Like, it dropped the dude to his knees. It was crazy.
I had a photo of me like that when that girl flashed us in at the juke joint. Remember that, Kevin?
Yes. your wife occasionally resends me that picture.
It was a good night. It was a good night.
I'm sure I have it somewhere.
He asked me, standing by the stage, and said, "Hey, can I go up there?" And
it wasn't your birthday party.
It was.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Broadcast-a-palooza.
You go and do that.
Yeah. Phil was like, "Do you know these guys?" Like, yeah, you can go up there. You don't even have to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
it's part of their shtick. Go.
We gotta run that back, by the way. I've been thinking about that. We gotta do that again.
That was fun. It was way fun.
Hey, I'm down. I still got, wait, hold on. Let's see if I can do this. I still got there. See, it is. There it is. There's the poster.
Hell yeah.
Still hanging in the house.
Yeah, I'll get with you in the coming weeks because we got to talk to some guys. We set something up. We gotta do that again.
Sounds like a plan. So outside of everything else that's going on, when we've got those two songs, when are we going to start to hear the other ones later on? Or is there another one dropping in a month? Or
yes, the next one will actually come out the day we play House of Blues, April 12th.
April 12th, okay.
And it's a little bit more than Worlds Apart.
It's heavy.
It's a bit more aggressive.
I like aggressive.
I love aggressive.
Yeah. I like.
We all love aggressive. Everyone loves aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Aggressive.
There he is,
Jody.
Jody.
Screw symmetry.
There you go.
Well, it's kind What's of a up, T-shape dude? Now.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Man, you must. You look like you shop at the same paint store that Kevin does. My God.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
All right. So those that don't understand that, in my living room, the walls are green. So.
It's an electric green.
God.
That's crazy.
Why?
So.
I'm not just curious. Why? Why?
He's a Mariners fan.
Kevin. Sometimes I think my daughter doesn't like me because she painted the wall. It was supposed to be one color, a certain color, and when I came back, it was green, and I'm like, oh, crap. How do I tell Brandy this?
Right.
Oh.
Wow.
That's aggressive. That's,
yeah, there you go. Right there. They're puke green.
Oh, damn. Oh,
sorry, Brandy.
Yeah, no shit.
It's not that bad.
So let's talk about the singles. So you've released two in quick succession, 6 weeks of each other, yep. And you're going to drop another one April 12th. What's the plan behind that?
Well, I think we're just following the standard model that everybody's kind of adopted, to where we're doing this waterfall method where we're just constantly giving people content. You know, everybody wants a single every 6 to 8 weeks. Or you become irrelevant. So we're just kind of trying to fit that mold of dropping a single, keeping constant you know, content coming out, different videos, whether it's a music video, lyric video, some type of visualizer, something to keep everyone engaged, because we're still out there doing stuff. There's a lot of people that haven't heard of us yet, you know, so we continue to roll out new stuff and build our catalog so they can visit the old stuff as well.
So it's just to build that traction over, you know, drop a single, get a bit of traction off of that, drop another single, and keep fans excited, I guess.
So let me ask you this, though. At some point, so you've dropped two, you got four more. So you've got probably almost to the end of this year. At one point do you say, okay, we got to go back and record some more stuff?
Probably, we're going to probably do that in January. Because for us, in December and January, everything kind of slows down. anybody here has successful families? So, you know, around Christmas time, early January, we like to go in there and knock out. And we do batches of three. So we'll probably end up going in there early January and just doing another.
And are y'all going back to Nashville to do it?
Yeah. We're team John DeLeese all the way. I think he
understands. Yeah, he's become an integral part of our little group here.
Nice.
What's that experience like? Touch on that. I mean, are we showing up? And we may have covered this in previous interviews. I don't remember, but are we showing up with full songs, pieces? I mean, how do y'all flush the ideas out when y'all get there?
He's the other bit of everything. Of the band.
A bit of everything. We'll show up with 95% of a song, and maybe Jody will have just a riff or something like that. And you know, we kind of trust our gut, and so sometimes what we go in there with is not what we leave with.
Right.
We really try to trust our instinct. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of writing on the spot, which is different for me. So there's a lot of, you know, just handing the guitar back and forth and seeing what sticks, what sounds good, what everybody's banging their head to, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So carry on, Kevin.
Oh, sorry. That secret to our writing, we're not afraid to tell each other that something sucks. 90% that sucks. But there's a moment where you come up with something that works, where everyone's like, oh, that works, let's keep that. And that's our process. And in the end, we come out with songs we're all pretty happy with.
Yeah. Like the last song that we're going to release this year, I was toying around with a chord progression for a chorus based off of another riff that kind of inspired that, and then when I handed the guitar to Jody, he came up with the chord progression, and we all just stopped and we were like, that's it, no more screwing around, that's the chord progression.
All right, and that's what's about.
It's like, it's just trusting your gut, you know.
Well, one thing, the last thing too, is one thing we learned for, I don't remember the guy's name, but you know, John DeLeese works with a lot of bands from around the globe. And this guy was a secondary producer for some kind of label. And he had been working with Kane Hill before. And one thing he said, like, we met him right before he left. And one thing he said is, don't ever second guess a riff. So there's a lot of riffs where we could have gone back and like overthunk it. Thunk it's not a word, but you know, overthought it. And I did that on purpose, by the way. And, you know, put all kinds of, like, you know, a million notes on something like that. But, you know, the first thing that comes out is usually the best. And if
it's
the best, then just, you know, lay it down and leave it. And so,
knowing when to let it go, right? Like you're saying, like, you know, pepper a thousand things over it. It's like, no, this is it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can really go overboard with it if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got five guys in the band plus the producer, you know, and if like, let's say Jody and Phil have an idea and it's a good, valuable idea, and then maybe me and Trey have an idea, we'll try which one works and just whichever one feels the best. It's really about, you know, how we feel. We like to write music that, you know, we want to hear, and that we want to have fun playing.
Yeah. Right. And sometimes you can, and I've heard stuff from bands that you can hear that they've sat there and they've overthought the riff and, you know, they've overthought the drums and there's far too much going on. And to be honest, it sounds like shit.
Well, yeah, like it sounds good, but it's too much, right?
Yeah, it's far too, they're trying to do too much in one song. And it's, you know, it just doesn't coalesce together very well.
No, I think more often.
I think we did create an issue, though. The issue we created, in funny terms, is that we aren't heavy enough to hang with the metal crowd, but yet we're not rock enough to hang with the rock crowd.
Well, hey, that puts you in your own category, which is the best thing you could do.
Unique, and that's what we love. Yeah. So I've got a question for Steve, a.k.a. Mr. Thor without the hammer. So you are relatively newish band member, so to speak. So since coming in, how has it been with you? Like you just said, the process for you with these guys is different. How has it been with you gelling with recording, writing, playing shows and stuff? How has that been for you, you know, getting to know these absolute legends that we love?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything's just kind of fell into place. I feel like it wasn't forced. I mean, my unofficial statement is when I knew that I was looking for another project, you know, I kind of made a list of all the bands in the area that were doing the things that I wanted to do. And, you know, had like a list of 5 or 10 bands. And after all of them said no, I hit up Transient. It just kind of worked out. But no, like I love these guys.
We just agreed to give him $10 a show, and then
right,
yeah, job done.
Yeah, but no, it's almost at times like I'm back in junior high, middle school with these guys. Like obviously they're a bunch of clowns. We joke, we get along, you know, on the road together, great, and you need that. Especially when you're stuck on a bus together, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely. I feel like we all vibe. We're all on the same page. We like the same music. You know, writing I think is easy. Being on stage together, you know, we mesh well together. So I'm really enjoying, you know, being in Transient.
Just one big family, isn't it? You know.
We made him sweat after he auditioned for about, I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks, and
we he still doesn't have like, a real bunk in the bus either.
Yeah, he doesn't even have a real bunk in the bus right now. But once we were like, okay, we're really gelling with this guy, because we already had a vibe with the four of us, and we knew if we were going to bring somebody in, we wanted them to add to that. We didn't want like that kind of fifth person to kind of not, like you say, coalesce, you know, together. We tested him by taking him on a week-long tour of Texas. We were like, all right, this is going to be sink or swim. Like, he's going to see our butts and everything in between, and he's going to see us in bad moods, and if he can hang, then we'll know this is the right fit.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, so camaraderie, isn't it? Because when you're on tour, you see each other at your worst because, you know, you're sleeping in bunks that aren't very comfortable, you're eating shit food, to be honest, unless you can, you know. And if you can deal with that, then you can handle anything, can't you, within the group, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, and with us, like a lot of bands, they joke around and make jokes all day. We don't do that. We absolutely destroy each other's egos.
Right. I'll tell you what you boys should have done. Rather than instead of taking him on tour for a week, you sent him to live with Phil for like a month, and then you would have known.
hey, funny enough, guess where I live?
Right?
In Phil's old house.
Phil, where do you live now?
I'm in New Orleans.
I did not know this.
Quarter, man. I go down there and I take my shirt off. I get weird. I just more my pace. You know,
how go ahead.
How long have you been in New Orleans?
Shit, over 2 years.
Well, fuck. I guess I didn't get the memo.
I've been here almost 6 months, man.
I worked in Mississippi, like halfway in between Ocean Springs, like St. Louis area, or Kiln area. And so I go back and forth. I'm like, I'm like 30% there, 30% here. So I'm in both places.
Okay.
I'm putting a lot of miles on both
places. That's crazy.
All right.
I understand that one.
Here's a good question for you all. And we probably covered this on previous interviews because we have you guys on tons because we love you. Now, it can be unreleased stuff that you've got. Like, my favorite track of yours is Goodbye because it holds a fucking soft place in my heart because that's how I found Transient, and everything you put out since and prior is absolute fucking fire. What is your favorite track of Transient to listen to, and what is your favorite track of Transient to play live?
Ooh. Okay.
I'll let Mr. Jodith take this one.
All right. So I'm not going to lie, and I hate to do this to y'all, but one of my favorite tracks to listen to is one of the new ones that we haven't released yet.
Ah, what an asshole. But that's a good marketing strategy. I like it.
No. It's legit. It's seriously legit. Like, the new stuff is the it's different. We went up there this time. We had a couple of, like, I'm not going to be long, but we had a couple of songs written, and we only took one riff and threw everything to the side and did, like, on the spot.
And that's ballsy to me, man.
It's like something was in the air.
if I'm picking up the vibe from what everybody else is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, what I would be more familiar with is bringing in the ideas and then maybe you tweak something here or there, but to just go straight up free flow here, you know, almost like, I don't want to say jam band, but like just throwing it all out there and record. That's different.
And well, it's like we were saying, you know, trusting your gut. And so like we go up there, like, you know, had a full song written and like, enough for probably three or four other skeletons, and we just started with that first riff, but the vibe was going in a completely different direction. And working with Jonathan as long as we have, we've learned to trust our guts, you know. And as much time and energy as we put into those pre-written songs and riffs and ideas and everything like that, trusting our gut worked there. Let me real quick.
Are you talking about though, like, because I'm gonna assume that whatever riff or whatever skeleton song you have, that all of y'all have heard it, right? It's not like Emmett, you're just sitting on it and the guys heard it, right? So where does the magic come from? Is it hearing it on the studio speakers? Is it your producer hearing it for the first time and saying, don't go to B, you know, you're at A, don't go to B, that's not feeling right, give me something different, and then you just kind of vomit it out?
It depends on what we gear our heads toward that day, because we have a certain amount of time to get everything accomplished. And, you know, one day we'll go in and we'll say, okay, I think that we, and this is also based off of the producer's recommendations, like, I'm feeling like a slower song today, or I think we need to do like a seriously drop tuned, like heavy ballsy song today. It just depends on what mood we're in. And then it comes out like that. And I wasn't saying like, about the three new songs to say that you guys are going to enjoy it, but we enjoy it the best.
I think Jesse knows. We know that.
Jesse, some of the best, biggest fucking hits that you've heard out there have been literally, they don't even go in the studio with an idea. They literally go in and just go like, let's jam. Let's come up with something, you know? And it's that mood, like Jody was saying, it's the mood that you're in at the time, and you put that energy and your soul into that track while you're, you know.
We had Steven this time, right, too, you know, with his influence. So, yeah. Needless to say, it kind of went a little bit different, but it's a good different in our opinion.
Well, it's another ingredient to the formula, isn't it?
Right.
So to me, it's a really good evolution of how Transient is maturing and their sound is growing.
It's an extra spice to the flavor.
I love it. Love it. Kevin, pull us back in.
I was going to go back to stuff. We were talking about favorite songs to hear or play or whatever. I have one. I had to go find it because it is one of my most watched reels. Baby, we're
Yep. You ruined it because that's the song Jody was talking about. Now y'all have all fucking heard it.
Yeah, now y'all fucking like Phil's on the mic. Like, Trey's out of the job now. Phil is front man. He's going to be there back at the drums, runs to the front with a microphone. You know, it's.
Well, guys, you know, you get it. I mean, I was born to do this. I have a voice.
Special treat for y'all. I have a special treat. I have video of Phil singing Journey at about 3 o'clock in the morning at the last gig of that Texas run. I will have to send it to you.
Oh, dude,
karaoke, yes. Like just
balls send it. Ball.
Send it. Plastered all over our socials.
Love it, Phil. we'll open up the next show with that.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Let's do it.
Gentlemen, where do we need to send the people to stay connected? Come on, give it to us. Don't hold back. Where are you at the most?
All the socials. So Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We have a website. It's transientofficial.com. That will be anything. If you want to pick up merch, you want to buy tickets to any of our shows, check out tour schedule, any media we have, it's all on the .com. So.
I feel like we've missed an opportunity waiting this late in the game. I think we've said it on here before with you guys, but some of the most killer merch designs you've ever seen is Transient shit. I get picked on all the time for wearing y'all shit every weekend, everywhere I go. So it really is like, Joe, do you do it right? Am I wrong? You do the designs?
I do. So I do half and Steven does half.
Yeah. Okay, well, they're the shit. So y'all go check out there. What's the easiest way to find it on your website, or is it what
for merch? Yeah, transientofficial.com.
Yeah, go check it out, dude. You won't be disappointed.
And if you want to find them on Facebook or Instagram, it's Transient Band Official.
There you go.
She knows. She tags them enough.
Guys, thank you so much. And I am sure that we will be chatting with you guys very soon in the near future.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully premiering the new single on April 12th.
Nice. I'll have to get you an edited version.
Not for radio, you won't.
Not
for us.
Not for us.
For the homegrown show, you would. But for this, no.
If you're swearing in that, if you put that in the right fucking place, I'm all for it.
Let's just say it's a healthy dose of shit.
I like it. Let me have it.
Let's go. All right.
Trey sings about right. Serving a healthy dose of shit. Yeah.
Thank y'all.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Later,
can't wait to catch you hooligans at a live show. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. We really appreciate the support. If you want to stay up to date with all the things we're doing here at The Sound, be sure to download our free radio app. It's in the App Store or Google Play. Just type in The Sound 228. It'll come right up. Download it on your phone. You can stay up to date with all of our social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you can also download the episodes of the podcast and the Homegrown Show, all right there inside of the app. Go download it now. You won't be disappointed. And once again, we are The Sound. We are New Rock.